My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to start this off kind of like you do with your mom rants. I've got a few disclaimers.
Okay. All right. You're allowed.
First disclaimer, don't hate me. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Second one is just because I don't like something they do.
Yes.
Doesn't mean I don't like them as a person.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. That's good. That's a good disclaimer.
All right. Yep. Yeah. That's pretty much what I want to say, because my unpopular opinion for this morning, I'm not a huge fan of country music.
All right. Be sort of specific.
No, I'm going to be
Which
specific.
Which kind of country music?
Most country music. There are a few country artists and bands that I do like, you know. I do like Rascal Flatts. I like Lady Antebellum. I like the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah.
And
How
I like,
about, like
some old, I like Chris Stapleton and Jamie Johnson.
He's a new guy.
And I like some of the old stuff from Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard. But it's that real rub-it-in-your-face country that I just gets under my skin.
We call that bro country these days.
Bro country, yes.
So do you have a problem with, like, the Faith Hills or the Carrie Underwoods of
no.
the world, any of those type of songs?
No. If there is some real substance behind the lyrics of the song,
yes,
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. So you're saying you don't like some of the lyrics of the song.
Most of it is the lyrics that get under my skin. And it's just what it is. It seems like we're going back to a time where, like back to the 1950s. Like,
right,
women
right.
in the kitchen, guys go to work.
Right. Now, I should agree with you, because I normally don't like these types of sexist lyrics and songs and guys and whatever, but
it's got a catchy tune.
Tune, and I will admit,
yeah,
I do like country music.
Yeah, so you do like country music.
I do like it. I don't usually like to admit that, as a matter of fact,
now,
for this very reason.
I do have some specific examples, and here's an example.
Okay, you've done your research.
Yes, I've done my research. Blake Shelton. On The Voice.
Come on.
Listen, Blake Shelton on The Voice looks like an awesome guy. I would love to hang out with Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
He would be a totally cool guy
to
sit down and have a beer with.
Right.
I just I grind my teeth to his music. And what happened? It was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was hanging out with my dad.
Okay.
At the biker party.
Right.
And this song came on. And I just did, like, the slow head turn to my dad and go, really? Really?
The bikers were listening to the country tune.
Yeah, oh, that's all they listen to is country
really?
Music.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
But it was specifically the song, what is it called?
I'll Name the Dogs.
I'll Name the Dogs. If you haven't heard it, here's an example.
You find a pot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the butter.
So far, he's saying, no, can I just say, so far, he's saying, you do all the work.
Right.
I'll sit back and watch.
Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies, and I'll name the dogs.
You name the babies, I'll name the dogs. You know, usually in a relationship, picking out the child's name is a big deal.
Right.
But not in the world of Blake.
No, he'd rather take the dogs.
Unless the baby's going to be named first name Bud and last name Wiser, I'm really not interested.
I like the other line, you pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. You sing a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. Sing you a song out
right.
there.
I'm just saying.
Like, oh, Blake. Oh, Blakey.
It's kind of, I get it. It's kind of humorous.
It's cute. It's just meant to be cute, Will.
And it's meant to be cute. But, like, seriously, you name the babies, I'll name the dogs.
You should like it. He's got dogs in the song. It's all about the dogs.
Okay. I do love dogs. Can I play another example, please?
Yes, yes. Turn down your bed for your, yeah, so we can really get into the country song.
Here is another Blake Shelton song you might recognize.
Okay.
It's turned up.
Yeah, the boys around here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out here.
Will. Girls? Trucks?
I'm just saying.
Picking up dust?
Listen, listen. just let me explain, okay? I do like trucks.
Yes.
I like trucks.
You have to have a truck.
I like trucks for the reason that when I go and I have to do repairs and things like that and I need to haul things around, they're great.
Right.
But I don't like the show off. I have to jack my truck up higher than I am tall.
Right.
For what reason, I don't know.
Well,
like, what are you driving under that you need to have your truck that high?
It's so you can get through them red dirt roads.
No.
Yeah, through the mud.
Nope. Guess what? We're in Michigan. Not that hilly. Not that hilly.
It's so you can get through the backwoods.
Unless you're actually running over trees, it doesn't need to be that high. Let's finish this.
Down here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot it back,
spin. There we go, right there. That's where we're going to stop it.
All right,
and all right. Explain the chew tobacco spit. If we had a song that said, smoking Marlboro blow.
Right.
Probably wouldn't go so well.
No, it would not go over very well. I'll give you that. But it's so catchy, Will. it's just so darn catchy.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't help it. Drinking ice cold beer, girls, and trucks. Like, those are the three things that you
like. I do
like
girls, and I miss my truck, yes.
Then you should love this song.
But
boys around here, that's all they do. Redneck.
So that's my unpopular opinion this morning.
Yeah,
There it is.
Can I
just say, though,
yes.
At the end,
yes.
I do like a lot of what country music represents, and in some songs, the very patriotic songs.
Oh, yes.
I'm a huge fan of.
All right. So so you like those songs.
Yeah, some of the love songs are great.
Right.
It's just like these specific ones that make my teeth
grind. The real bro country,
yeah.
All right. Do you agree with Will or not?